last week, we were not able to be with you out at Better Life Camp Meeting, and so being back home is a great blessing. Whenever you may have to go out of town, you worship wherever you may be, but there's nothing like worshiping in your home church. And so, praise God. We have started a journey, in fact, 2 weeks ago. And before I continue, let us pray. Father, we ask as we get into this morning's message, may you speak to us and draw us ever closer to you. We thank you because you are leading us and we want to be led. Speak to our hearts. Send your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. That journey had everything to do with seeing the reality that God is love. You open the Bible, and the very first thing you see is that God exists, and the Bible tells you, and the Bible tells me, that God is love. And what we start to see in the rest of Genesis chapter 1, at least when I read it, it blows my mind. It is incredible. And the thing is, sometimes we get used to reading it. We need to read it. We need to be familiarized with it. But we see a God who creates. A God who creates everything that there is. And the Bible says in Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. Everything God made, he spoke it into being. Theologically speaking, ex nihilo, which means he made it out of nothing. He spoke and it was created. Wow. Amazing. Praise the Lord. I can't do that, can you? I didn't think so either. Genesis 1:31 says, then God saw what? Everything that he made, he had made, and indeed it was what? It was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. You see, everything God makes isn't just good. It's very good. In fact, since the Bible says that it was very good, it didn't need any improvements. It didn't need an update to be downloaded. It was very good. Because if God says that something is very good, I reckon it must be very good. Now, if I say that something was very good, that's one thing, but if God says it, that's a different story. Therefore, what he had made did not need anything to be improved on over time, such as evolution. It was very good. It was so good that God stopped what he had done because it was done. He finished it. Amen? Not just that. It was very good. Therefore, in Eden, divorce was not part of God's plan. When people came to Jesus asking him about divorce, he didn't give the answer that they were expecting. He said, it happened because of the what? The hardness of our hearts. Because in the beginning, it was not that way. Granted, do divorces happen today? Yes, they do. But in the beginning, that was not God's plan. And since what he had made was very good, so much so that God rested, that also means something else. That homosexuality was not part of God's plan. That we are born with sinful tendencies. You
better believe it. Each and every one of us have sinful tendencies, which is the whole reason why Jesus told a man who thought he was good one night, he told him, you must be born again, even if we thought we were born that way. You see, it was so good that Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, turn with me there. Thus the heavens and the earth were what? Finished. Terminado. Finito. Done. And all the host of them. And because of that, oh my, what a time to celebrate and to worship and glorify the Lord. Let's see what Job chapter 38, verse 7, the Bible says. Right before the book of Psalms, Job 38, verse 7. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Why were they singing together? Oh, that's because God had just finished making everything that there was. And they said, did you see what he made? Did you see that? Did you see the other thing? Oh, it was very, very, very good. Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, the Bible says, and on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he what? Rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. So the Bible says that he finishes everything, and then he does the following. Genesis 2, verse 2 tells us that God rested. Amen? If we go to the original Hebrew, we find that there's a Hebrew verb there. What is that verb? It is the word Shabbat, which is where we get our word Sabbath. So what did God do after the conclusion of his creation on the sixth day? The Bible says that he actually Sabbathed. What did he do? His Sabbathing, he rested. That's what he did. That's what Sabbath means. It means to rest. The seventh day, according to the Bible, is the Sabbath. You see, Sabbath is something you do. What is the something that we do on the Sabbath? The thing that we do on Sabbath, get this, we rest. Praise the Lord. Well, we also get to worship too. And we're going to get to that. But the first thing we do is we rest. Because if we don't rest, then that means we can't worship. Why would we want to do something that like that? Why would we want to rest? Why would we want to keep the Sabbath? Genesis 2, verse 2, the Bible says, and on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Therefore, we rest. Why? Because God rested. Amen? What he did, we then in turn do. That is the example that we are given. Genesis 2, verse 3, the Bible says, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, or made it holy, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God had created and made. So God blessed the seventh day. He also sanctifies the seventh day. Why? Because on that day he did what? He rested on the seventh day. That is the sequence that we see in Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, of which when the Bible was originally written, there were no chapters and verses. It was all a continuation. And so Genesis 1:31 is directly connected to chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. This is
this morning's message is actually the first part of this series about God's holy day. There's so much on this topic. What did God rest from? Creating the world in six literal days. You see, God did not create the world in thousands of days. He created the world in six successive periods of 24 hours, according to the Bible. How do we know that? Because the Bible says an evening and the morning was the what? Was first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth day. Evening and a morning, that kind of looks like 24 hours if you ask me. How do we know that it was six literal days? Well, the Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. Turn with me. We're laying down foundation today. Because a house without foundation does not stand. The Bible says, for in how many days the Lord made the heaven and the earth? 6 days. Count them, six, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. But why did God rest? Was he tired? Was this just another hard world to create? I was reading the Spirit of Prophecy this past week that God revealed to Ellen White. Enoch, he was on another world, and this world had seven moons. Yeah, seven moons. Stuff that just blows our minds about our amazing, creative God. Check this out. All was perfect, worthy of its divine author, and he rested. Not as one weary, but as well pleased with the fruits of his wisdom and goodness and the manifestations of his glory. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 47. He didn't rest because he was tired, but actually what he just did was amazing. Can I show you how amazing that was? You see, the Bible says that on the first day, God said, let there be light. And there was light. And then on the second day, God said, let there be an expanse so that the waters are separated from the waters. God separated the waters vertically. And we're kind of, when we drive and you see that moisture on the windshield, it's water. Why? Because we're actually driving through water. He makes the firmament, a.k.a. he makes the sky. Then we get to the third day, and he makes dry ground, and he makes the seas. Could you imagine being there? I'd like to be there. I'm very far from there. But that's okay. I'm in good company. Beautiful things that he has made. He not just makes that. He makes the oceans on one occasion. I remember visiting Puerto Rico, and I endeavored to take my first stab at surfing. And I remember swimming out to find a good wave. And then I saw a nice, good, big wave. And I thought to myself, that wave is going to kill me. I'm going to make a U-turn. And I went back to shore because the power of God is much, much more than I could underestimate. I still haven't yet to learn how to surf. That's okay. He made the oceans and the seas. He made the rivers. I know it doesn't sound that exciting, but look at that. You walk there and you're like, wow, how peaceful, how tranquil. We see the trees. Praise God for the trees and the plants. Praise God for the flowers.
so many different colors, so many different shapes and designs. Looks like God took out some scissors and kind of fluffed this flower up. How does this happen? God makes it happen. And then we get to the four, still on the third day, the different kind of trees, beautiful trees. And if you ask me, I think this is the most beautiful tree. That's the mango tree. That's a good tree. Hallelujah. He makes all kinds of fruits. People tell me, oh, I went picking berries yesterday. Praise God. He made that on the third day. If God had not made those things on the third day, we'd be hungry today. But he made these things for you and for me. We get to the fourth day, and the Bible tells us that he made the sun. And we are so enthralled when we see the sun come up, lighting everything. And then we're also so excited when we see the sun go down. He not only made the sun, he made the moon. All throughout the month, we have different views of the moon. But not just that, he made the stars. I mean, we look up now and we try to see the different constellations. But these pictures don't do it justice. Stars are amazing. Could you imagine someday flying amongst the stars? I can't wait for that moment. These are the things that God made. Our God. In other words, if God didn't make them, they wouldn't exist. Then he makes on the fifth day big birds. And little birds. Cute, aren't they? He makes even the bird that tried a couple weeks ago coming into Sabbath school. It was so interesting. We were singing as we started to sing, Holy, Holy, Holy. I don't know if you noticed, but the sun popped out. It was almost as if God heard how we were recognizing him and giving him honor on the Sabbath day and showed his approval. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 2 and verse 3, three times you see the seventh day, and the seventh day is holy, is it not? It is God's. It's almost as if God was saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Then on that same fifth day, he makes big fish. Fish of all kinds. And even little guppies he made. Praise the Lord. We get to sixth day, and he makes some big cats. He makes interesting things. He makes puppies that chew up on your shoes. Praise the Lord. Help us develop patience. He makes tortoises. He makes the little baby elephant with mom and dad around. The power of his creative works. Not just that, he makes the majestic horses for all you horse people. Praise God. And not to forget our friends down under, he makes the kangaroos. He makes it all. And then the last thing on the sixth day, he makes mankind. You see, I'm looking right now at what God has made. One of the things that God has made is, get this, is you, is me. And let me tell you, what a beautiful work that is.
That is our God. That's why the angels, when they saw all that God did, they said, hallelujah. They could not stop singing for all that God had made. And we show up to church and sometimes have a hard time singing. Come on now. We worship on the seventh day, on the Sabbath, because of what God has made in the beginning in six literal days. Why did God rest? Following the example of the Creator, man was to rest upon this sacred day, that as he should look upon the heavens and the earth, he might reflect upon God's great work of creation, and that as he should behold the evidences of God's wisdom and goodness, his heart might be filled with love and reverence for his Maker. Wow, what a concept. So, why did God rest? Because he just made something amazing too, to leave us an example. So as God rests, we too are to rest. Third, so that our hearts might be filled with love and reverence for the great God that we have. Why else did God rest? Its observance was to be an act of grateful acknowledgement on the part of all who should dwell upon the earth, that God was their creator and their rightful sovereign, that they were the work of his hands and the subjects of his authority. You see, we live in a society that hates authority. We grow up as kids, and sometimes we really can't stand our parents. Why? Because they're authority. We go to school, we might not like our teacher. Why? Because they're the authority. And the list continues. Why did God rest? To remind us that God made us and that he has authority over us. And the authority that he has over us is a good authority. Why else? He-Man needed a Sabbath to remind him more vividly of God and to awaken gratitude because of all that he enjoyed and possessed came from the beneficent hand of the Creator. You see, if there was no Sabbath, we might just forget God, and he would teach us through the Sabbath to be thankful for his creative works. And last but not least, why did God rest? Because he wants to be with you. Go figure. God can be anywhere at any time, but he chooses to be with you and with me on the Sabbath day. I don't know about you, but I feel privileged that God would want to be with us on the Sabbath day. Who made the Sabbath? The Bible tells us God made the Sabbath. Why is that of any importance? We live in a time in which man says that man made it. No, the Bible says that God made the Sabbath. It was ordained by no human authority and rests upon no human traditions. It was established by the Ancient of Days and commanded by his eternal word. Great Controversy 454. It's not some church that made it. It's not a certain religious group. God made the Sabbath. When is the Sabbath? Genesis chapters 1 and 2, the Bible tells us very clear that there's a sequence of day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then the 7th, and that the day would start with evening and the morning. That sequence we see throughout Creation Week. Therefore, the seventh day of the week, according to the scriptures, is the Sabbath. So, even when we go to Leviticus 23:32, it shall be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest, and you shall afflict your souls. The context of this verse is the Day of Atonement. But whether it was a Day of Atonement or some other Jewish feast, it was still to start at the same time on the beginning of the day, on the ninth day of the month at evening,
from evening to evening you shall celebrate your Sabbath. So the Sabbath starts on the evening of Friday, the sixth day, until the evening of Saturday, the seventh day. According to Webster, the seventh day of the week, observed from Friday evening to Saturday evening, as a day of rest and worship by Jews and by some Christians. I guess we would be some Christians. Praise the Lord. That's the dictionary for you. Why does the commandment call us to remember? Could we forget the Sabbath? It's very possible to forget the Sabbath. Have we forgotten what God has done? I give you a challenge today. Today, go and see something that God has done. Maybe that something that God has done is in your backyard. Maybe it's on a mountainside. Maybe it's at some park. Go see something God has made, because he made it for you. God gave us the Sabbath so that we may remember him. Remember the Sabbath day. If we forget what he's done, then eventually we might just forget. As we close, God sets this time to be with you. Don't you want to be with him? I want to be with this amazing God. Revelation 4:11. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created what things? All things, and by your will they exist and were created. Is God worthy of your worship? May we seek him this day. He set this day aside to be with you. Let's go be with him. Remember the Sabbath day.